Are you in the same room with your partner right now? Okay, great. Look into his eyes right now. So each of you are, you know, sitting in some comfortable way where you could look into each other's eyes for just a few minutes here. And I'm going to ask the man if you would sensitize yourself to feeling what's going on inside your woman partner right now. So sensitize yourself to the best of your ability to what's happening in her emotions, in her body. Maybe even notice her breath. Like, is she breathing deeply? Is she breathing shallowly, quickly, slowly? So it's the masculine's attention, which is part of his consciousness, being put more and more deeply and widely on you, on the feminine partner that feels like presence, that is his presence. So to start with, I'm asking the masculine part of the man to feel into your partner emotionally, her breath. If you can, notice, if I've talked about that central channel, her heart, her cervix, her throat, that just kind of like the front of her body that would be soft. Is it soft and open or is it tense? Just notice it yourself. Now, I'm going to speak to the feminine person, the woman who's been asking the question. To you now, I'm speaking directly. What you're going to do is just notice how present your partner feels now. Like he might have been horrible for 10 years. He might be perfect now. So right now, feel him. And magnify through your facial expression how his attention feels to you. So if he's giving you, you know, deeper attention than usual, show him that, like show him your happiness. But if he wobbles a little, and which is very natural, like if he thinks of something else, so he goes into his head a little bit, which everybody does, then you would want to cultivate from the feminine side the practice that your body would instantly respond to that. So the moment his attention drifted to a thought in his head, you would feel that in your body and it would maybe wince a little bit. No blame. It's just, ouch. You know, his attention goes away. It hurts. So, ouch. That ouch, if he's practicing being present with you, would draw him back. Like, oops. I mean, it's fine if he drifts. Everybody does. There's no blame in that. So he drifts. Ouch. That hurts you. You show that briefly. His attention comes back. As soon as his attention is back, then that's what you show him. So there's no residue from the past. The residue is always first stage past childhood stuff. So you now show him how beautiful his attention feels to you, and you show that through your breath, through your belly, through your heart, through your eyes, and that's how you could begin to practice this. So let's pause here for a second, because this is an important thing for everybody. I think I just want to make it clear for everybody who's listening. So let's assume in this moment that her feminine bloomed a bit in the last several minutes. So somehow the way you were attending to her or how she was relaxing, her expression of love came through a little more fully. Now, if that's true, then in a way you owe her, I mean, this is, I don't mean to use those words, but like you owe her a deeper expression of your masculine in response. And what a deeper, you know, you match her. So if she goes more full in her feminine responsiveness, you would now practice to go more full in your masculine. And what that means functionally is you know where to take her next. And it takes practice to do that. And where to take her next is always deeper. So now I'm going to give you a few pointers on how to take her deeper, which is where to take her next. Because she can't keep softening and giving you love and unless you meet her at every level. And what that means is that, so instead of looking at the surface of her skin, like her body, her, like if you're making love and she's naked, or even just sitting there now, instead of looking at her surface flesh, you begin to sense what's going on inside or deeper inside of her body. So I've been talking about her heart, her cervix, her throat. That area deep inside her body, her central channel, is deeper than the flesh on the surface. So she will feel your attention going from her bodily surface to her bodily depth, and her energy follows your attention. So energy follows attention. So when your attention goes to the deep parts of her body, her energy goes there. When your attention now goes even deeper than that, so let's say now you begin to notice her emotions, and let's say her superficial emotions, and this takes practice, but let's say you first feel her superficial emotions, which might be, I don't know, let's just say happiness and relaxation. But beneath that, you feel a yearning. She's not even aware of it yet, but you can feel that beneath the kind of temporary satisfaction, she would want more. So now what you would do is you put your attention on that deeper yearning, her deeper yearning. And by you putting your attention on her deeper yearning, her energy goes from the superficial emotion of whatever, just joy and giddiness perhaps, to that deeper, the energy of that deeper emotion, that deeper yearning. Now, I'll just go one step deeper. There are infinite steps, of course, but let's say you're able to feel, to take her from the surface of her body to the depth of her body with your attention. And let's say you then take her from the depth of her body to her emotions, and from the superficial emotions to the depth of her emotions, her deepest kind of place. The place to go even deeper than that would require that you, as the masculine partner, really feel who you are at depth. Your true self, your deepest unchanging awareness, and feeling that in her. So the one who you are, the consciousness who you are, even now without doing anything, is the same consciousness or love that is her, that is coming through her form. So by you putting your attention on the one love consciousness, the conscious light that we all are, that you are, that she is, you bring her her energy starts flowing at the deepest place. So as her energy starts flowing and moving, it will tend to pull you back to the surface. So what happens to men sexually is that as their partner responds more and more, it's more sexually attractive, it's easier to ejaculate, but also your attention goes from these kind of subtle depths of conscious love to, you know, the spittle flying and her breasts heaving, and it's like, yeah, that's great. So the discipline of the masculine is to discipline your own attention into deeper and deeper sourcing, which brings your partner's energy, her sense of feeling, her responsiveness, her capacity for love, deeper and deeper in her. And that's how she feels you. You know, I'd say leading, but I mean, she's also leading you through her responsiveness. That's how she feels you taking masculine responsibility sexually, by her giving you more and more responsive and truthful, so to speak, energy, and you going deeper and deeper, more truthful presence.